Let's talk a little bit about adjuvant systemic therapy. You mentioned the ANITA trial. I don't know if there's anything new since then.
There are several trials that are closing. At ASCO, we will be getting an update on the CALGB trial, looking at stage 1B patients who got adjuvant carboplatin and paclitaxel. There is an update on that trial at ASCO this year. We will be getting a variety of trials from overseas. One trial looks at the role of preoperative versus postoperative chemotherapy with a surgery alone control arm, and a number of other randomized trials that will be coming in the next year or two. So I do think that there will be some more adjuvant data and some more neoadjuvant data as well. The U.S. intergroup is about to initiate their next randomized phase 3 study, and Dr. Heather Wakely at Stanford is the principal investigator of this. And this will be for patients who have undergone surgical resection. They'll be randomized to one of four different chemotherapy regimens with or without bevacizumab, and that will probably open the summer of 2006.
So, quote, dealer's choice of chemo?
Right. There will be a choice of giving cisplatin plus vinorelbine. There will be a Gemzar-containing arm. There will be a docetaxel-containing arm and a carbopaclitaxel-containing arm.
What do you anticipate in terms of accrual for that study and other similar studies? It's kind of disappointing when you look at the lack of numbers of adjuvant trials of lung compared to breast and colon.
It is very disappointing. And just to underscore the point you've just made, the largest randomized trial ever done in neoadjuvant therapy in lung cancer is 350 patients. That's the largest randomized trial ever done. The Southwest Oncology Group trial and the French trial are the two trials that have 350 patients. The next largest trial is a little over 100 patients. Well, so it is very disappointing.
It only kills 155,000 people a year in the United States. I mean, it's not like it's a major public health problem.
It is a major public health problem. And our major gains are going to be to prevent metastatic disease. The bevacizumab data that Dr. Sandler reported is very exciting, but it does only modestly prolong life for some patients in the metastatic setting. You're talking about a matter of a few short months for the majority of patients. The reason why that data is so exciting is that if you can prolong life in the metastatic setting with a new regimen, the goal would be that you can cure more patients in the adjuvant setting, and that ultimately is the goal. And just to take that one step further, the ultimate goal is to reduce the number of people who develop lung cancer in the first place. And we can reduce the incidence by 90% by reducing tobacco consumption worldwide. We're at a low in the United States. I just saw on the news the other day that tobacco use in the United States is as low today as it's been since 1951.
So is it under 20% yet?
It's in that range. Yeah. And of course, it had peaked in the 40s, in the 50s and 60s.
Right. Getting back to the adjuvant trials and the lack of numbers thereof, I kind of have hopes that maybe things are going to change. I see that the colon trial, for example, that the NSABP is doing, which is FOLFOX plus or minus bevacizumab, is accruing like crazy. It's a great study, obviously, but I don't know whether it's really right or not, but you know, I know oncologists are looking at it saying, well, you know, it looks pretty safe. You've got a bad disease. You've got a 50% chance of getting something that might help you that you can't get any other way. Do you think that's the way people are going to look at the lung cancer trials?
I think that's one of the incentives, and I agree with you that I expect the randomized adjuvant trial to accrue very rapidly within the United States. This whole idea about giving patients adjuvant chemotherapy is still a new concept to oncologists, and oncologists that have been practicing for a good period of time still have strong memories of the days in the 1970s, 1980s, and early 1990s when patients would get very sick with platinum-based therapy. Patients were still mostly dying within a year. Even patients with locally advanced disease would have difficulties with chemotherapy, and the majority of patients would still die within 2 years. And so it's still sort of a new concept. But now that we have seen compelling data, adjuvant therapy is considered standard. I think everybody is on the same page with this. I think surgeons are on the same page. The surgical meetings highlight the adjuvant trials. And so now surgeons will be more likely to refer patients for adjuvant therapy. And I certainly think that there is a great excitement with bevacizumab and the hope that it will cure more patients in the adjuvant setting.